This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. All right, big news today. Dallas Cowboys extend receiver CeeDee Lamb. There's so much going on in Dallas. We want to talk to somebody who is inside, covers the Dallas Cowboys for Dallas News. Of course, Calvin Watkins. Calvin, you wrote that this is a good deal. At least that's how I perceived it, as a good deal for the Cowboys, the way they handled the CeeDee Lamb. Like, it kind of had to go this way. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. They needed CeeDee Lamb. He's the best offensive weapon, and you don't let talented people hang out like this, hang out to dry. You got to pay him. You got to take care of him. He's an elite receiver. You could debate if he's better than Jefferson or Chase or Tyreek Hill. You know, we could have that debate, take 6 hours to finish that debate. But he's in the conversation, and so you got to pay him.
You know, Calvin, you know, I think the Cowboys might want to take some victory laps about getting this done before the season starts, but why couldn't this have happened earlier? You know, why couldn't they have gotten this done before Ja'Marr Chase signed his contract or before Tyreek Hill got a raise or anything that may have impacted the number?
I think the biggest thing they were looking at was Justin Jefferson of the Vikings.
Yeah, I meant Jefferson, sorry.
No. You're right. Once Jefferson got his deal done in June, then you knew what the market was for the top end, right? This is $35 million a year on average salary. So it's all a matter of just giving CD what he wants, right, in a sense. And CD has told the team, I don't want more than Jefferson. I don't want to be the highest paid non-quarterback. So knowing that, then you should have said, okay, I agree with you 1,000%. They should have got this done sooner. But Jerry Jones pays people when he wants to pay people. And that's why the Cowboys have not won a Super Bowl since 1995 season.
Oh, do you think that's the reason that we're sort of stuck at this level with the Cowboys? Is it something Jerry's doing with the way he's structuring the team?
It's not so much the structure of the team financially, because CeeDee's going to be there week one for the Browns. It's just a mindset. You know what CeeDee needs to get him in the building. So give it to him. You know, why are we playing these games? You know, like I asked Jerry at training camp, is there a sense of urgency to get CeeDee in here? No. Well, why not? And he said, because. And he couldn't really give us an answer. You know, and then he said, well, he doesn't need to be practicing out here in training camp. I don't want him to get hurt in camp. Okay, well, he can get hurt in week one of the regular season. You know, so it's just that mindset that has to change. I don't know if it ever will change with the Cowboys, but this is where they are.
Calvin Watkins joining us, Dallas Morning News, covers the Cowboys, knows this team inside and out. So Jerry is doubling down. I'm sure you saw the interview he gave to Clarence Hill about, no one's better to do this than me. I'm the guy. I still feel sharp, and I've got so much institutional knowledge. I'm the one who says when this all goes down. How should Cowboy fans feel about that, Calvin?
Well, Jerry's not going anywhere. I think fans need to accept that. If any fan thinks that, oh, he needs to go somewhere, well, you're not paying attention. Does Jerry, is he watching game tape? No, he's not watching game tape. Is he involved in the day-to-day operations of the team? No, he's not. That's Stephen Jones and Will McClay. And yes, Jerry does have the title of owner, general manager, but as Jerry likes to point out, every owner in the National Football League has the right to veto anything that's done to their franchise. Why? Because they own the team. So in Jerry's mind, all the owners are GMs because they can stop. They can stop you from doing anything you want. Why? Because they own the team. And you can say, well, that's a flawed way of thinking. Well, okay, that's fine, but look where the Cowboys are. Jerry's in the Hall of Fame, one of the most valued franchises in North America. You know, they won 3 Super Bowls. So he is doing something right. It's just of late, I would say, in the last 20 years, it hasn't worked out for him in terms of getting a championship.
Calvin, what do you expect to happen moving forward with Dak Prescott?
That's a good question. I would think that they would try to get Dak Prescott done in the next 2 weeks, meaning this week and next week. If not, I'm not sure if it will get done, and he might enter offseason as an unrestricted free agent, which is a massive gamble to take with Dak Prescott. But I do believe that they will get the deal done. The first step was to get CeeDee Lamb out the way, and they've done that. So now they have to take care of Dak Prescott. And they're in the same situation as they were in with CeeDee Lamb. You know what the market is at quarterback, right? It's at least $200 million plus total package, whether it's in 4 years or 5 years. So you know what those numbers are. It's $55 million on the average salary at the elite level, in a sense. So pay the man. But if you don't want to pay him, then that's okay. Then let him walk when the season ends. But you just gave an elite receiver big money, so you better have a quarterback to throw him the ball. So I do believe that at some point in the next 2 weeks, they'll sign Dak Prescott.
What do you think is the biggest holdup? Do you think it's money or years? What is prohibiting this Dak Prescott contract? Because you're right, the market's the market. We all see what it is. What do you think's the holdup?
I think part of it was trying to get CD done first. So they got that taken care of. And now it's just about, you know, I think Jerry has some trepidation about Dak Prescott. Because as much as they paid CD Lamb, and they've already given Dak money before. They haven't won a lot with these guys. You know, they have not won a lot. So I think there's some trepidation there because you're saying, I'm gonna pay Dak $200 million. I'm paying CD $38 million in signing bonus. I'm giving $34 million in average salary. Then Micah Parsons is gonna come to the table. He's gonna get a big money contract. But you haven't won anything with them. So I think there's some trepidation with Jerry in regards to Dak. But in terms of the holdup, I think it was getting CeeDee Lamb first, and now it's about just coming to terms with Dak. Dak, the first time we got the contract, was a four-year deal. So I'm wondering if Dak wants a five-year deal just so he could say, I'll finish my career with the Cowboys.
Calvin, what's the level of optimism in Dallas? I know the win total dipped a little bit coming into this season. Are people expecting big things this year?
This is one of the first times in a while, and I've been covering the team for 15 years, where the fans have really been frustrated with Jerry and the direction. Last year, a lot of fans thought they would go to the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of expectations. This year, things have been tempered. I think fans are like, okay, we get to the playoffs, but what are you going to do there? You know, so there's a lot of here we go again kind of feeling around the team. The attendance was down at Cowboys training camp this summer. There wasn't a lot of buzz around the team, you know, from me being around it as long as I've been. So I think the fans are a little frustrated. There's some apathy has fallen around the organization a little bit from a fan standpoint. So I think the fans are like, get to the playoffs, but you better do something. If not, it's the same old, same old. And I think this is the first time that the front office, meaning Jerry and Stephen Jones, are acknowledging fans' frustration.
Calvin Watkins is joining us. He covers the Dallas Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News, does a great job. So Perloff and I had this argument earlier today, Calvin. It was about, you know, how much of the some of the things with the Cowboys are self-inflicted, right? And how much is the media just, you know, covering the Cowboys and being so infatuated with the Cowboys because the fan base is so spread out. But to me, going into the season with your quarterback and your head coach and the final year of their deal, that's like a self-inflicted wound, right? That's something that could have been mitigated. It might be with Dak, but with Mike McCarthy, you could tack on a dummy year just to make this not a story, and the Cowboys are not choosing to do that. Is this going to be something that follows the Cowboys and is a distraction throughout the season?
The Cowboys have done business like this before. Jason Garrett coached in the final year of his deal, and he made the playoffs a couple years ago. So to Jerry, it's not a big deal. And when you ask Jerry about that and say, why didn't you give Mike that, as you said, that quote-unquote phantom extension, Jerry says Green Bay, meaning Mike McCarthy could have had his extension and he had lost to Green Bay last year in the playoffs. So this is on Mike McCarthy. So you want your extension, you want to get paid again, get us to the NFC Championship game. Get us to the Super Bowl. And I'm okay with that. You know, it is what it is. You know, Mike has won the Super Bowl. He came in. He was touted to be something different from Jason Garrett. So, and you've won 12 games the last three seasons. But it'll mean anything because the ultimate goal is to get to the final game of the NFL season. And that's something he has not been able to do. So while some would say, well, why would you want a lame duck coach? Players are lame duck every year. So why not the coaches?
Calvin, we're out of time. We really appreciate it. Love to talk to you during the season. Always interesting in Dallas. Thank you so much for the time.
You got to stay out of trouble. Thank you.
That's Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Wow. There's just a lot going on in Dallas, as always. All right, coming up, The Athletic has their annual quarterback rankings. Maggie, I think it's fair to say there's a surprising snub for the top tier. We're going to dive into that with The Athletic's Mike Sando. I know, Maggie, you weren't happy with this ranking. We'll see how Mike explains it. That's next, right here on Maggie and Perloff. And also, we'll find out where Jalen Hurts is. That's the most important issue. Come up next.